Spoken Language 英语。
潘吉杰里告诉你。
大家好，我是 Jenny。
Hey guys, I'm Adam。
今天呢我们要说说就是生活里面总是有一些头疼脑热小毛病啊，这个用英语应该怎么表达呢？怎么说你不舒服？因为我觉得好像经常会接到朋友这样的一些询问啊，说能不能告诉我们这个不同的病啊，不同的这些病症症状英文怎么说。那我们今天就 cover 就讲一些日常最常用的好了。
OK，
那今天我们当然所有的说到的关键词呀，还有这很详细的文本句子都会放在我们的微信推送里面，大家只要到开言英语的公众号回复生病或者不舒服就可以了。那首先说，如果我不太舒服啊，我身体有些不舒服，这个呢英语里面大家就最好不要说 I'm a little uncomfortable,
right?
因为在英语里面 uncomfortable 的这个意思和中文我觉得还是不太一样的。
Right. I would say for us it's more about a feeling. Like if I was sitting next to, you know,my ex-girlfriend for 8 hours, I would be uncomfortable.
对
Even though the air conditioning is on and the weather is nice.
你没生病什么的、right. 身体没有不舒服。
Right.
在英文里面就你刚刚给的例子，如果你和你的前女友 X 坐在一起、然后你就会、right. That would make you uncomfortable. 就英语里的这个 uncomfortable, 它更多形容的是很尴尬。
Yes, exactly.
It's awkward.
It's an
awkward situation.
Right.
Like, oh, that's uncomfortable.、
Mm.
所以中文我们说到的那种你如果有点身体不舒服的这个不舒服、英文里面的表达方式是
Oh, lots of different ways.
Yeah,
so let's start with, I don't feel great.
Ah, I don't feel great.
Or I'm not feeling so good.
I'm not feeling so good.
Yeah.
Or I'm not feeling very well.
Well, right, yeah.
不要研究到底为什么一个是 not feeling good, not feeling great,、not feeling well,、
right.
这个词性不一样啊。这个就是他现在口语里面很习惯的说法。
Right.
所以 just remember them.、
Yeah.
我觉得就是把它当做一个expression 一个chunk 来记啊、
yes.
I'm not feeling well、I'm not feeling so
great
great、好，那还有一个我觉得很常用的呢就是 under the weather.
Yeah, I'm a little under the weather today.
I'm a little under the weather today、而且这个我觉得是请病假的时候听是吧 when you're calling in sick、
right.
好像这个说法挺好用的、
So after you've been watching all of those Euro Cup games,
pull all nighters,
pulling all nighters, yeah, you can call your boss and say, you know, hey, I'm feeling a little under the weather.
对，就请病假的时候可以，打电话给你的上级啊，或者写邮件都可以说 I'm afraid I don't feel so good. I'm not feeling very well. 或者 I'm afraid I'm a bit under the weather today.
Yeah, you could put both together. That would be a perfect little email that you could send to your boss.
Oh, put them together.
Yeah.
你说可以写。
Sure. I'm not feeling so great. I'm a little under the weather.
对。
Not coming to work today.
所以 under the weather, 这个 weather 就是天气。那它 under the weather 说的就是你有点不舒服。
Right.
而且就是不是很严重的，可能就是什么感冒呀、发点小烧呀这种啊、好，那接下来呢我们具体来看一些常见的这个小病痛好了、
okay.
Adam 你前面跟我说最实用的一个方法一个 pattern、句型去记住的就是 something hurts
right
就是什么什么疼
yeah so that's the thing I think that you know like tongue will often get translated as painright? So I think a lot of my friends will often say, you know, my arm has pain or my arm is pain.
My tooth has
yes,
pain.
Exactly, exactly. So it really should just be hurts. Something hurts. My something hurts.
对，因为可能大家也知道疼在英语里有好多说法，比如说 hurt, pain, ache,
right.
对吧？然后 不同的身体部位就是你要用不同的词、mm. 但是就像 Adam 说的 something hurts 是最 general 最广泛的、
right. yes.
比如牙疼
yeah, my tooth hurts
头疼
my head hurts
肚子疼
oh, my stomach hurts
手臂
oh, my arm hurts
真的因为我昨天举那个 weights 举得太重 so today、mm. my arm actuallyMy left arm does hurt.
Oh, yes. You work too hard.
然后那个比如腿呢
Oh, my leg hurts.
所以大家看它是很广泛的、mm. Literally, from head to toe,、That's、你都可以用 something hurts.
That's right.、
但是其他的一些固定的说法比如说头疼、mm. 你要那样说就是 I've got headache.
I've got a headache, right.
I've got a headache,、mm. 对吧那如果是牙疼的话就是
I've got a toothache.
I've got a toothache.、Mm.
Stomach ache also.
Stomach ache 也可以的啊肚子疼。那说到肚子疼呢我觉得有一点可能中美文化很大的差异。There's quite a cultural difference when it comes to stomach hurting.
Right.
就是在那个食物中毒的情况底下。好像中文里面我们说我拉肚子什么的就是 it's acceptable, 就大家觉得说出来是OK 的
是
但在英文里面就很少一个人就即使他请假他看到老板不会说I have diarrhea today、
right.
and I'm not coming to work
Because then the boss will be a little uncomfortable
对
to hear that
Exactly、oh. 就听了以后有点会让人 uncomfortable、
right.
会有点尴尬、
yes.
对吧所以在英文里面通常你们就会说
Or I might just say something likeI have food poisoning.
对 or, 你们就食物中毒就是 use something very broad.
Right, something I ate or something.
对就是像中文我们还有什么很形象的说哎呦就上吐下泻。
Oh.
吐就是 to throw up.
To throw up, yeah.
然后刚刚说的 diarrhea 其实就是拉肚子。
Mm. Right.
但英文真的不太会讲出来一般他们就说、
right.
I ate something bad,
yeah, yeah.
就是I have food poisoning.
Food poisoning.
对、wow. 好 Okay, that was slightly uncomfortable.
I'm so uncomfortable. Okay, let's bring it back to
bring
the,
it back.
Into the comfort zone.
好前面我们说的不同的讲自己不舒服啊、有点生病的方式有一个我特别喜欢的词组动词词组呢就是 to calmdown with something.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So I'm coming down with a cold. That's the most common one.
最常用的就是我感冒了。
Yeah. Or it's right when that, you know, that first period where you don't have a cold yet, but you know you can feel
you're
it.
You're getting it.
对。Tomorrow you are going to feel terrible.
The symptoms will、
yes.
all come out.
That's right.
Symptoms 就是症状。然后呢前面我们说的to calm down or I'm calming down with something.、这个很形象因为就好像 calming down 这个东西笼罩下来把你击倒了对吧、最常用的 so Adam you say it's a cold.
Cold. Yeah. You can come down with a fever as well.
I'm coming down with a fever, 就是有点发烧。
Yeah.
其实说到感冒我也觉得因为 cold 和 flu 都是感冒但是 flu 是就是流感就是比较更 serious 的和那种伤风对吧、就不太一样。然后如果外国人说什么 I have a flu,、这个一般你们是真的确定自己是流感那个严重的才会用 I have a flu 一般的就是 I've got a cold
right yeah you really need to know you have the flu
对
well, because usually with the cold you don't like you said before vomit or throw up whereas with the flu usually blah
说到这个生病的当然就是要 rest up 除了休息还要吃药啊、然后开炎最近我们会推出两课的系列就是在美国的药店买药、
right.
也是我们的用户提出来的因为在住在美国他说就是需要一些很实用的去 drugstore、药房的时候可以用的英文啊所以呢大家也可以 check those out 好再说了这么多这个 illness 啊小的病啊、什么的我们最后呢想 end the show is wishing peopleGetting better.
Right, okay.
就是祝别人康复的一些英语。
Okay, so we have one great phrase we always use, which is just get well soon.
Get well soon.
Yeah, or I hope you get well soon, or we all hope you get well soon.
比如同事说我今天就是I'm coming down with the flu,、mm. I feel a bit under the weather,、mm. I'd like to take the day off, 要请病假、
yes.
然后呢你就可以说 Oh, I hope you get well soon.
Right.、
希望你早日康复。
Right.
那还有一个就是、you know, take it easy,、mm. rest up.
Rest up.
Rest up 就是 rest 是休息。
Right.
那 rest up 其实就是好像 get plenty of rest.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
就是要多休息要好好休息。
Real rest.、
真的休息。Mm. 其实你们因为中文会说好好休息、
嗯、
英文不说 rest well
rest well yeah
对吧
good good rest day
你们会说你们、就是 rest up
rest up yeah、
嗯还有什么其他的
the only other one I can think of is、wish you a speedy recovery
这个好像是在一些贺卡上面
yeah,
写 card
it's a card but I mean it might be in an email or、嗯、it might also be in、text message
对好像书写就是用的比较多、
right. Yeah, you wouldn't really say it
对、We wish you a speedy recovery
Recovery, right、
Recover 就是、
yeah.
Get better、
right.
痊愈对吧病愈的意思啊、而且这个 speedy recovery 通常是很稍微严重一点的病就是如果只是 If it's a small cold
Yeah、
You probably wouldn't use
That's right That's right、
好的那今天我们又是一个很实用的课啊、希望大家呢都是 You're all healthy、mm. and sound、An apple a day keeps the doctor away
That's right, that's right.
日常注意休息饮食运动就是 lifestyle、
mm.
远离这些头疼脑热的小毛病but in case you do, we all come down with something、
sure.
once in a while. You have the language to describe.
That's right.
好，那今天的节目就到这儿。大家有任何问题的话呢，都可以在留言里面来问我们，跟我们分享。Okay, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye, guys.